CliffCentral.com.
Now, I've got to stop the conversation at this point because we've got to bring Borge in. We usually close off the show on a Friday morning with Borge, which is always cool because it means that Friday is finally here and the weekend is upon us. Hello, Borge. How are you?
Oh, my God. It's gorgeous, George Meany. Sigh. Dude, why isn't there a dating app with just you on it?
No, thanks. How's it going? How's it been? And Gareth? George.
What's happening, George?
Besides the cold, quite a lot actually.
Looks like you've got power. Are you off the grid completely? Is that your thing too?
Yeah, pretty much.
Smart man.
Pretty much.
All right.
Pretty much. It's actually load shedding here right now, and
you wouldn't know.
I do because my stove, the only thing I don't have connected to, there's two parts to the inverters. Like, I don't want to get technical, but there's two parts to the inverters. The one is, runs what's called the primary load, which is lights, plugs. And then the secondary load, which is your stove, your geysers and, the heavy stuff.
That's the heavy stuff.
You can run both through them. You can run both through the inverters if you want, but you don't have to. So when the electricity goes off, my clock on the oven goes off. So I know that it's load shedding when that clock goes off.
Oh, well, at least then you can spare a thought for those of us who don't have off-the-grid power. So George goes past his oven and he goes, oh, those poor people. They obviously had load shedding while I was enjoying myself. All right, Borge, what do you got for us today?
Well, Gareth, I don't know if you have ever noticed your windscreen on your car has these little black dots on the edge.
Yes.
I've always wondered what those are about.
Well, I'm about to tell you, Gord.
Oh, yes.
Those black dots are actually a ceramic edge baked into the windscreen, and then it kind of like gets less and less and less via the dots, because if that ceramic edge was not on the windscreen would actually shake and fall out of the car's frame.
Good Lord.
So you need the ceramic edge in order for the car's windscreen to stay in place. It's a safety thing.
Hmm.
So it's like a grip thing.
I think it's more ceramic is hard and it's more of a rigid thing because it's meeting metal.
I would expect also that it's got something to do with contraction and expansion, because you've got metal which does contract and expand. You've got glass which really doesn't, and not unless there's huge temperature differences. And then the ceramic in between helps to just create that bridge between the two materials. It's interesting though.
Yeah. Sorry. It's actually a ceramic enamel baked into the glass. Okay. It's a combination of a whole bunch of stuff. So very interesting. And I think you're right. I think the transition between the glass, because I read somewhere, I don't know how true this is. So, if you know the real answer, please tell me. But I read somewhere a long time ago that glass is actually a liquid.
Yeah, well.
And
yeah, okay. So,
glass is actually a liquid. Just go back a step there.
Well, if you look at old stained glass windows, it looks like the glass gets thicker at the bottom and is thinner at the top.
With time, it like settles.
With time, it just settles, which is, I suppose, for lack of a better word, a liquid. So I suppose the point is that it's a lot. It moves a lot more than rigid surfaces like metal or ceramic or enamel, and that's why they have to create this transition between the glass and the metal.
Yeah, no, it's sort of halfway between a solid and a liquid, but that's a complicated discussion for another day, and we're not going to talk too much about whether glass is a liquid or a solid right now because there are other things that we have to tick off the list. What else you got for us?
It can change depending on how you talk to it and if you look at it just right. I'm going to solidify my window with this look. That's like if you look hot enough, you can actually shatter your... Yeah, never mind.
Shut up, Gord.
That's got to do with sound, Gord, not with how you look.
Ah, that explains things also.
What comes out of your mouth, I guess. They've developed a microchip, Gareth, that they tested in a paraplegic man. This man is paralyzed from his waist down.
Mm-hmm.
and he can't use his legs or his hands. Mm-hmm. And they developed this microchip that they implanted in his brain. Mm-hmm. And he controlled a NASCAR for many laps after they developed this microchip. Mm-hmm. The little sip straw over here on his face controls the brake pedal. Jesus. And his head, when he moves it, controls the direction of the car. And then when he thinks, he can control the accelerator. And apparently he went around the NASCAR circuit for many, many laps, just controlling the car with his mind and with some of his movements.
I would hazard that it would be more worthwhile to actually give that to an able-bodied person and see how much better they can drive, because...
You're such a dick. Jeez, like. But isn't this a Neuralink thing? Isn't this what one of Elon Musk's jaws with the? Is it the same thing, or is it a different person?
Yeah, tested on the
company.
Tested
on a different company.
Tested on the best. You know, this is why like pharmaceuticals should be tested on the best athletes, so that we can see what it does at the extreme far end of what humans are capable of. Not at the like
athletes test pharmaceuticals on themselves, dude. They don't need the medical company.
It should be legal and it should be encouraged. That's my point of view. Anyway, yes, George, that's terrific. So we're getting to a point now where someone who can't move their arms and legs, probably because of a car accident, is going to find themselves able to drive a car again. Great.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right.
I think
right.
It's amazing, and I think it's like super wonderful, and I'm like not a dick about it. So, George, I like your story, and I'm really happy that that person is able to
someone
kind of
that,
drive a
yeah,
car.
And you know I what? We'll see how you feel. The guy with the sippy straw is sitting behind you trying to apply the brakes, but his tongue is stuck.
You are such a dick. It's unbelievable.
Well, this gentleman, actually, imagine how scary this must have been for him, because
for his passenger,
he became a paraplegic because he had a car accident
right.
some years before.
So what do we do?
So
we put him. We put
him, been for him.
We put him in back in a car. This is the worst decision ever, George.
Well, we got to. You know, it's like riding a bicycle, Gareth. You got to get back on the bloody thing. You know.
I haven't been on the show in like 6 weeks, and Gareth's become so much more of a dick. Like he was a dick before, but now he's had like dick enhancement surgery.
It's the outfit. It's a new outfit he's got. That's why.
You're working hard to get yourself invited back, aren't you, Laws?
Yeah, can't wait. We could go. We're going after paraplegic people today. What are we going to go after next?
All right. But look, so impressive technology. Cool. The guy can drive the car with his lips and mind and mouth. Great.
Aside from that all of that nastiness and whatever, but the idea that like technology is getting to the point where computer thing can talk to organic brain thing.
Yes, it's very impressive.
For whatever applications you do or don't want to use it for, that is pretty amazing. Like that's really, it's kind of scary and also I think kind of great.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And it's,
it is terrific.
It is scary and it's brilliant.
I'm just concerned that we're testing it out on the wrong people. That's all.
I will definitely assimilate. You know, people are like, you know, when they put in the microchips and stuff, like, I'm not going to be involved. It's like, as soon as your favorite crap celebrity that badly sings something says you should, you will. Mm-hmm. But also, like, I will immediately assimilate.
Yes,
I'll betray the organic humans.
Yep.
I will work for the robot overlords and I will be there. You know, in The Matrix, there's the dude that, like, you know, it's like a plant for them and he just wants to, like, eat nice food and go back to living in The Matrix where he can be rich.
Borge.
I'll be that guy.
Borge.
I'm like,
shut up, Gord. Borg, show us your coffee mug again, please. A lot of people are talking about. What does that say? Oh, wow. It says, fuck, 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 fuck. That's amazing. What a great mug. I love that. All right. Someone mentioned that we need to see your mug again. So there we go. All right. So what's the last thing from you, Gord? I mean, Borg. And then we can get to Gord's last thing.
So talking about useless technology or useless things, I don't know if you've ever seen or heard of a guy by the name of Tom Scott. Mm. Now, Tom Scott makes YouTube videos for the sake of it, testing out useless things or useless things to do. So he created this buggy where the seats are facing the opposite way around, a Gordmobile. there's a screen over there, and you control this buggy with a PlayStation remote control, and it drives well, forward, but you sit backwards. And apparently the human brain does get used to this way of driving.
You drive it backwards, basically.
You drive it backwards, yes.
Let me ask all of you, because we've got George here, and we talk a little bit about cars on a Friday, and it's always interesting. There's always something new that we get to learn here. Do you use the screen that shows you your reverse camera? Do you ever use that when reversing, or do you still use the mirrors and the old school, like turning your neck around?
I think over time, I know over time, that I now rely on that screen almost 99% of the time.
You, Ben?
I don't have that screen, but my car is also the same size as me, so I can see everything anyway. It's great.
I also have never had one of those because my cars aren't fancy enough, and for the last, 8 months, I haven't owned one. I sold it when I moved to Cape Town and literally forgot to buy a new one, and then I was like, I'm going overseas soon, so I'll do it later. I should probably get a car that has these things because I need something to put on my dating app, and, I've got a car with a camera at the back is probably a good start.
You just need a wine bottle in the picture of that car.
Yeah, that's great.
Wine and a nice car. Right.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. It's been a fun morning. I hope you've enjoyed being with us today, and we will see you on Monday at 6 a.m. bright and early. Gordo, have a good trip to wherever you're going next. Greece yet? Or
don't go to Manchester, dudes. Don't
go to Manchester is a very important takeaway from this morning, as well as always loathe the working class. Ben, anything from you?
I'll see you at Loftus tomorrow. Yes, whoever's going. Yes. What a day it's going
to
be.
What a day. Ben is so looking forward to being on the Oostpaviljoen with the smell of boerewors. Aggressive Afrikaans folks who've had too much brannewijn and coke, and a really good rugby match, let's hope. And George, you won't be going to Loftus, will you?
Oh, no, I won't. I'll be sitting on my couch, maybe even looking for Ben in the crowd.
Okay, well, that's probably
the happiest guy. Just fine. I'll be the happiest guy.
All right, and for the rest of us, let's keep warm. Let's hope that we have some electricity over the weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Have an excellent weekend. Cheers, everybody. Bye-bye. CliffCentral.com.